really want to give some love to the FTM prop shop as we talk through some of these props. I got six for you here. It really does pay to just, instead of shopping around, and you know, you got to do this everywhere, right? If you're out of it could be anything. Groceries. Are you one of the people who hits up all these different grocery stores and checking out all the flyers to find the deals? And it's a pain sometimes to go on websites and say, okay, William Hill, what are they offering? What is FanDuel offering? What's DraftKings offering? What's Bet365, Bodog? Prop Shop is absolutely amazing, and it is free over at ftmbets.com. You just type in a player, you type in a team, and boom, you get all the odds that are available across all the books, and you can see the differences. And believe me, there are massive differences. There's a couple here that I'll bring out, but through the season, you will really see it. Like, for example, a Michael Thomas, 5.5 catches could be plus 110 or minus 110, say. Another book may be offering the same at plus money. I have seen significant differences throughout the NFL season, and I will talk about one that will absolutely blow your mind here in a second. But let's start here with Devonta Smith. Over 749 receiving yards, minus 115 at BetMGM. So I have seen Smith at 800, 850, and 900 yards across the board. So we're getting him at 749 at minus 115 at BetMGM. Last year, of course, he won the Heisman Trophy. 10th overall pick here from the Eagles. Jalen Hurts, the quarterback for now for Philadelphia. There's a connection between the two from their days at Alabama. They have actually thrown completed touchdown passes together. Not many, but some before Hurts left, but they have a familiarity with each other. I think there's going to be a connection. We got a brutal receiving core in Philadelphia. There's no question about that, right? Like, they are hurting at the wide receiver position. So I'm expecting over 100 targets, at least over 100 targets. We get one more game. Our projections over at FTM Fantasy have Smith for 954 yards. So well over this projection. 1,800 yards, 117 grabs, 23 touchdowns last year with Alabama. That's like video game-like. It's not going to be able to continue to do that. But again, when you shop around and you see most books have them at 900, 850, this is a steal. And this is something that I think will change very, very soon. So if you can jump on this right now, I would do it. I was joking with Tino about the Eagles here in the break having the worst record in the NFL. 16-1 to have the worst record. I don't think they're as bad as the Texans. It's plus 250 for the Texans to have the worst record in the NFL. And I think Tino has an 0-16 or like I guess it would be 17 now that they're not going to get a win. Maybe they get one in Jacksonville, but they are going to be a really bad football team. I just want to say one thing about the Eagles. I don't think that they're going to be as bad as what people think. Again, offensive line right now seems healthy coming into camp. They have some questions on defense, questions, of course, with Hurts and his accuracy and can he be a capable quarterback in the NFL, and issues offensively as well with the line. But I think that they are going to be competitive. But when you look at this schedule, it's very tough, and they're just going to have to throw a lot, and that benefits Smith. You got Atlanta week one in the dome. That's probably going to be a shootout. You got the Niners going to be a tough matchup. The Cowboys are going to score points on them, and they don't have a great defense. You got the Chiefs. They're going to score points on them. You're going to have to throw the ball. Carolina, Tampa, the Raiders could be a potential no defense game shootout. Panthers could be a similar game. The Chargers, the Broncos, the Saints, the Giants a couple times, the Jets. You got Washington a couple times, and then Dallas to finish out. So schedule is pretty tough for them. They're going to have to be throwing the football there, and the defense has some holes. So I really like Smith. It's probably my favorite prop that I'm going to give to you. But continuing to move along here, Kyler Murray, over 675 rushing yards, minus 115 at PointsBet. This is just too low. I think it's very disrespectful as well. He had 819 rushing yards last season, and he played through a shoulder injury about halfway through. There was a Thursday night football game against the Seahawks where he suffered that shoulder injury, and he was among the leaders out of anybody, running backs included, in red zone carries. So he was calling his own number, and that just stopped. He had one red zone carry in the final few weeks, inside the 10 actually, in the final few weeks of the season, and it was Kenyon Drake because of the shoulder injury. Now, he could suffer that injury and not run around as much, but he averaged 51 rushing yards per game. You get the extra game this season, that's 850 rushing yards. Our projections over at ftmfantasy.com have him for 730 rushing yards. So I like that bet quite a bit as well. And the next one here, Najee Harris, over 975 rushing yards. And that is at BetMGM at minus 111. So this is another guy. If you shop around, you see him roughly, I've seen him over 1,000. I've seen 1,025 yards, and most books have him at 1,000. This is close to 1,000, but it's nice to get the number under 1,000. I just think of this Steelers offense and Mike Tomlin's offense and the running backs that he's had. just bell cow backs and not afraid to give them 8+ touches, right? Le'Veon Bell, D'Angelo Williams, the 1 year, James Conner, if they're healthy, they're getting the ball. We have a 230-pound back here in Harris, who's a bruiser and is a guy that can make it happen, you know, between the tackles and through the air. He's going to be involved. He's going to be a big part of this offense. Say what you want about the Steelers offensive line, but they got players coming back that didn't play last year that, you know, had injuries, and they addressed it for the most part in the draft. So I like this quite a bit. Again, other books have him over 1,000. We have him at 993 yards over at ftnfantasy.com for our projections. So that's three props for you. I have three more that we're going to touch on, and one has to do with Darrell Henderson. Yes. And I think books are overreacting with the Cam Akers news. Three more here for you that I like. Michael Carter over 575 rushing yards. That's -111 at BetMGM. Darrell Henderson under 925.5 rushing yards. That's -115 over at DraftKings. And then AJ Green under 550 receiving yards. That's -111. So let's talk about Carter here first. And this, I think it's just slightly low. I actually like Michael Carter a pretty good amount. I think he's a great target in fantasy drafts, going outside the top 25, outside the top 30 in some drafts. I think what the Jets did here, obviously they invested in Michael Carter, some capital, but they also invested in the offensive line, right? I think they drafted what I think is the best guard in the draft in Elijah Vera Tucker, Morgan Moses to play right tackle. Like, this is going to be, I think, one of the better offensive lines in football. I really do believe that. And then Tevin Coleman is on the roster. Like, he's just never really been able to stay healthy. And I think this offense may run similar to the offense that ran in San Fran, right? With some play action and running the football there. So I think he's the most talented back on the roster. I don't think he's really going to have to compete with anybody for touches. Can he stay healthy? That's going to be a question. Can he pass block? Sure. That's going to be a question. It always is for rookie running backs, but really explosive last year with UNC, 8 yards per carry last season. Our projections over at FCMFantasy.com have him at 657 rushing yards. So just over this number. And I think this number will increase. I could see it going to 600. I could see it going to 650 potentially if Carter, you know, starts. You're going to see the books adjust with training camps open up and preseason. It happens. I remember a few years ago, what was it? Remember Amir Abdullah for Detroit when he balled out in the preseason? Everybody got nuts over him and he climbed up draft boards. Everyone wanted to draft this guy and his props, his futures, like, went through the roof, and he just was underwhelming. You're going to see that with certain players, but even with Carter, if he starts to like ball out a little bit, which I do believe that he will, I honestly feel that way. The Jets are going to be awful. Sure. They're on the rise. I thought they had a great offseason. Zach Wilson under center, I think, you know, is capable of being a decent quarterback. We'll see. Maybe not in year one, but we'll see. But for Carter, he's just, like I said, he's just going to get an opportunity behind a really good offensive line. So 575 yards in 17 games, it's really not a lot to ask, even for a rookie running back. The other one here, Darrell Henderson, under 925.5 rushing yards. Now, some of us over at FCN were able to get him over 500 as soon as the Cam Akers news broke, but books quickly took that off the board. 925 is a little much, I think. Like, 1,000 yards for Henderson is a guy who had a high ankle sprain last season, is not 100% healthy at the moment, an undisclosed injury, is expected to be ready for week one. The Rams have said that they're happy with what they have. I'm sure they're happy with Henderson, but also happy with some of the young kids that they have in their backfield, like Xavier Jones, somebody that we talked about on this show this week. And for Henderson, just, yeah, the offensive line is great, but this is asking a lot. Like, Akers was right at the 1,000-yard mark. So I don't think he's as talented as Akers. I think some of the metrics do stand out, like forced missed tackles. He had 21 and Akers had 22 and he had fewer carries. He had, he finished inside the top 10 among backs with gains of at least 10+ yards. So those things benefit Henderson, and he's going to be the guy out of the gate if they don't bring anybody in. But what if they do bring somebody in? What if they add another piece? I don't think the piece that they add could take Henderson's job, but it would just make it a crowded backfield. So 925.5 rushing yards is a lot to ask for a guy who hasn't really shown that he could be durable yet in the NFL or handle a full workload. So I'm taking the under on that. And I believe the books just have a slight overreaction. And the other one is AJ Green. AJ Green, 550. now a member of Arizona, leaving Cincinnati. Last year, 523 yards. Last season, 5 yards per target. Not great. Not great at all for a guy who had 104 targets. 11th in the NFL with targets, with 24 targets of 20 plus yards. That's from FTN data. And our guy, Matthew Friedman, who I wanted to talk with Friedman about this prop. He has it. I had it as well. We were on the same page, but we just kind of ran out of time. But for AJ Green, is he the second best wideout on his team? I don't know. It's definitely Hopkins. And who knows if Hopkins is going to play. I don't think he's going to forfeit that contract, but Hopkins, Rondale Moore, right? A kid that they drafted could play to the slot. Larry Fitzgerald hasn't said that he is done officially. He may be done with Arizona, but he hasn't yet said that he is done. Christian Kirk is on that roster. Chase Edmonds catching balls out of the backfield. There's a lot of moving pieces with Arizona. And when I watched AJ Green last year, I just thought he'd look slow. I thought he'd look like not completely done, but close to it. Like he just didn't look quick at all. And he was getting a lot of targets. Joe Burrow was throwing the ball to him, you know, missing him, sometimes overthrowing him a little bit, but I didn't think it was really on Joe Burrow. And I don't think it'll be on Kyler Murray if he can't connect with AJ Green. So, and who knows, health has always been an issue with AJ Green, you know, a couple of years removed from not even playing a game in the NFL all season long. So he's had some issues staying healthy as well. And before we wrap up, just wanted to hammer home the point here when it comes to the prop shop. So for an example, across the board, FanDuel, DK, 13-1 for Travis Kelce to lead the league in receiving yards. He was second last year and he played 15 games. William Hill, when they opened up this prop, he was 50-1. Actually, sorry, he was 60-1. Our guy, Elliot Chris, got him at 60-1. That is crazy. So William Hill just didn't know. They just didn't know where to place this guy. It's like they didn't look at other books and say, okay, FanDuel has him at 13-1. DK has him at 13-1. We're just going to put him at 60-1. 60-1 to lead the league in receiving yards. And he finished second last year playing 15 games. He is now dropped down to 15-1 at William Hill. But that just goes to show having the prop shop, shopping around and finding books that have these odds to you. There was a lot of just missed priced guys over at William Hill. And to be honest with you, if William Hill is your book and you have access to it, that's the best book around. That's the best book around that I've noticed for hockey shop props. Guys are plus money and other books, they're minus like 200. They could be plus 120 over at William Hill for the same shop prop 2.5. So I always notice that William Hill has the best odds here, and they may have to dish out a lot of money to some of these long shot props at 50-1 Travis Kelce. But now again, down to 15-1. So don't be afraid to check out FTMBets.com using the parlay calculator and the prop shop. They're both free and we want to find the best possible odds, and we want to give you guys the best possible odds.